Were you looking for the Rift Runners show? Were you looking for a man so knowledgeable, so informed, so intelligent, so Rift-like, so fat, so living in a basement? Well, then you've come to the right place, because this is Rift Runners. You're too lazy to come up with a new intro.
And I am. All right, what's going on? It is Saturday. Nope, not true. Technically Sunday, but I'm going ahead and doing the 10-minute lead-in, and I got an interview with, not really an interview with Karis. I decided that Karis kind of co-hosts my show once in a while, because she's so amped to do it, and she sounds so awesome, that that's what we do. So, also, Mumble. If you're doing a podcast and you want to have people on it, Mumble. Mumble sounds awesome. They have to have the right version of Mumble, but I suggest Mumble. All right, let's talk about Rift, because that's what I'm here to do. Let's talk about Rift. Let's talk about Treon letting me down, but we're going to deal with Treon in the interview, and I still love the game, and you know what, and I wrote this in a letter to Zan when I was trying to get more definitive information on what was going on with the trial servers. Alright, so let's be clear, right? What happened is going to be discussed in the interview. I'm going to discuss the 1.3 patch. Specifically, I ranted and ranted about the mage thing, and let's be fair, I was...
wrong. I was so wrong.
Alright, that's hard for me to say. Okay, that morning I got up, I got on, and Drake is a numbers guy, and he was in the military for several years, so when you're an idiot, he's unforgiving. And you know what? That's a good fucking policy, because when you're an idiot, sometimes you need people to just be like, hey man,
you're being an idiot.
This is how that boils down, though, okay? I was so upset because I couldn't heal a dungeon, and he's like, what'd you change? And I was like, oh, well, nothing. And he goes, you got a respec, you didn't change anything? I was like, no. And he's like, and you think the problem is the mage, right? And I was like, sure, because I'm fucking awesome. And then he's like, you're fucking stupid. And I was like, you're probably fucking right. All right, so what happened was this. I went in. I followed some tips he gave me because Ish had changed hers and read some forum stuff. And I avoided reading any of the mage stuff because I wanted to, you know, kind of feel it out. Because I felt like that was going to be my best route. And in the end, it was for the rest of the stuff. This is what the mage change actually accomplished. The mage change actually accomplished, and I discussed this a little bit in the interview, but, well, in the co-host, in the guest spot, that it made all the mage souls viable at 51. Now, they're not all fucking super min-max awesome, but they are unbelievably, you know, well-tuned. I loved playing Warlock originally, and you couldn't anymore. Everyone had to play this fucking Stormcaller build, or you were an Archon, or you were a Chloro. Now, you can be an Archon, you can be a Chloro, you can be a Warlock, you can be a Necromancer. Holy shit, son! I'm sure the chicks listen to this too. Mystery, for instance. Mysteriosi, oh, fucking love her. She's awesome. Yeah, but that's it. You can do 51 points in anything right now in the mage spec, and you are viable as a class. Mages are impressive. Necros are doing 600 damage on boss fights.
600 DPS on a raid boss.
Seriously. So, okay. Why is that important? Well, okay, you know what? That's not true. Actually, I only saw the full Necro guy do 500. But Warlock Necro blend, I was up in the 600, 700 category, and that's running around just tapping dots. Tapping dots, motherfucker, I am awesome. Okay, that's how I feel about it. I was feeling it. I'm like, yes, I can do what I want. I can whip out a little book and a knife and look impressive as shit, because look at these numbers. And then the Chloro thing worked out, because I have to put 51 points into Chloro. Now, some people are saying you got to put, like, it's a group heal, hybrid it up so you can get Warlock, so you can get the Warlock armor buff that's almost at the top of the tree. All right? Now, if you don't know what that is, there's a buff that lets your dark armor actually add magic damage to your, or spell damp power, spell, blah, 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 blah. It's not like I ever played this fucking game before. Actually add spell power to your dark armor. So when you cast it, it gives you another 10 spell power, plus the Warlock tree gives you another additional spell damage, like 20. So it ends up being like 20% extra damage or some shit. And it's worth it. It really is. Especially because I used to do it when I chloroed before. It is a very, very worthwhile spec. Okay, here's the thing, though. If you do that, it becomes a problem because you have a spec in, it adds additional 40 points to every heal. Every heal. Your Life-Giving Veil, your Life-Bound Veil, all that shit gets an additional 40 points, which then stacks with your spell power. And I kind of like the 51 Chloro spec right now, even for group healing, because I'm not really worried about how much damage I'm doing, especially Pillaging Stone. I pillage stone up that motherfucker, and then I just, you know, just keep typing, you know, hitting my macro. That's it. You know, macros right now, holy shit, come on. Macros just took on a whole new life, because they serve a whole new purpose. They eat up a couple of button slots on your, on your toolbar, and, you know, let's face it, when you're, like, a Chloromancer, you got buttons everywhere, motherfucker. I mean, they're on top of the screen, your character's carrying a couple in his pockets, there are fucking spell buttons everywhere, so you really want to be able to streamline that, so it's kind of nice now, because you have so much shit going on, you can actually just make a tap, tap, tap button. Tap, tap, tap buttons are fun. Make sure you level it out. Probably go and look at some people that did some research. Now, I'm going to include in the show notes this guy that went through the mage specs and actually playtested a bunch of them on the dummies. I think he used the boss dummy. I'm not 100% sure. But he puts his numbers, he puts his findings, and he puts his rotation on there. And again, if you don't know what rotation is, it's the series of spells you use. And if this guy posts any more stuff, I'm going to keep reading here because I think this was really useful. Now, they also changed the Justicar and they wiped that, but I don't play clerics much. I do have a low B cleric, but I'm not to a point where I can be like, oh, this is what changed in clerics today. And now they're so much better. Tune in at 5 for the whole news. You know, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. They could have a whole new ability where they set themselves on fucking fire and jump off of cliffs, and then boom, they have an AoE that's like Dragon's Breath, and they don't take any damage, and they can clear a whole room. And I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. It'd be awesome, but I still wouldn't know, because I don't know shit about clerics. All right, so that's what changed in mages, and I wanted to put that out there and be like, you know what, I was wrong. So, you know, another thing, this whole new event, I'm kind of excited about. And then, no shit, on Dimroot, which is, you know, going to be hard to prove since they're shutting it down. I'll talk about that later. And we all moved to Belmont. And I should say that, you know, before I forget and go into the event, the whole R&D crew, the Proper Villains crew, all of us, we moved to Belmont. We did that because, I'll talk to you about it in the interview. So, but also, I'm not Lift on there anymore, I'm CB. So if you're on Belmont, and you see me roaming around, I'm going to start pumping the show on Belmont, because there's wall-to-wall people. That's another thing. I had never played on another server other than Dimroot, so I'm not used to, you know, you're wandering around, and it looks like there's an event. Like, because on Dimroot, that's what was going on. An event happened, people are everywhere. Now, I go to fucking, you know, Shimmer Sand, and there are people almost everywhere I go. It's really interesting. So, you know, I'm feeling it. I'm enjoying it right now. I'm loving it. So, you know, that's good. That's good for me. It's good for the server, and it's good for the game. I like seeing people everywhere. It's a very good feeling. All right, and considering how many servers they had, they're closing 4 from what I understand. It's not too bad. I don't mention that in the interview. It's not too bad because they're not actually killing servers. They're just killing ones that would lose players because the population is low. So they force the move, and hooray, we're all playing somewhere else. All right, so what does this lead into? Where are we going with this? We're going back to the event. All right, the event is the tide event where the water guys come in. They're going to open up Hammernail at the end. But in the meantime, it's just kind of like the original River of Souls thing where it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's like, ooh, this is going to be cool. Some shit's going to happen. Now, I haven't seen a bunch of water invasions everywhere. I'm kind of looking forward to it. And on Dimroot, which is what I mentioned before, this guy, there's an epic mountain drop. This guy at level 15 on his ult got it from a water rift, which was awesome. I'm not going to lie. It shouldn't happen. I know why people are upset, but still, holy shit, man. He's 15, he got an epic drop. That's fucking awesome. You know, you can't slight that guy. So it's cool. I'm excited about it. You know, that's the stuff I liked. You know, you go do water rifts and shit, cool shit falls out of it. It should be that way, man. It was fun. And then there's like water themed armor items that are, I guess they're just random green items, but they're still kind of cool. You know, you can get cool shit from there, not just the planarite and the shards. So, you know, that's something. I'm really looking forward to that aspect of the event. It's only stage one. You know, everybody's still doing the fucking, you know, the event things, the Rune Guard favor, and getting their quests and their dailies and everything. So I'm doing that right now, too. And I'm kind of digging it. I really am. It's kind of fun. So, you know, I'm loving it, man. I hope you guys are, too. I hope you guys are out there getting shit together and doing stuff. Also, Proper Villains, man. We're going to do a show. I don't know when. We're going to discuss raid clubbing, what raid clubbing is, how raid clubbing works, and what the benefit to having a raid club is. And we're going to do it in full with some raid club members. I don't know when. Also, I'll link it. I don't know why. Something, you know, I five chicks that listen to the show, so I want to put this out there. And I want to say hi to Trustfall. I say hi to Trustfall in the interview. I want to say hi to Trustfall, and I, you know, I'm sad she had to. She went with her guild. I think they went to Galea or something. I'm sure she'll write me and correct me. But, you know, I want to put that out there. She's awesome, so, you know, wherever she is on your server, you know, be nice to her. She's okay. You know, most of the time, unless you piss her off, and then she comes at you with an axe. You know, this only happened twice, though. And, you know, we didn't find the bodies to prove anything, so, you know, it's all good. All right, so, where are we going now? I don't know. I mean, we're going to keep raiding, we're going to keep progressing, but the raid club is something that really strikes people as odd. And it is probably, as my best friend said, Ruff's, I Like It Rough is my best, my real-life best friend, and he put it the best. It is the most innovative and elite pug ever. It is an MMO selective pug of people that want to be able to do things outside of their guild because no one schedule is going to meet their needs. Like, there's sometimes, you know, people have shifting schedules where they're not always at work the same days of the week, or they have a lot of time, they take vacation time, whatever. The Raid Club does that. It facilitates a group of guys that like running together. Now, right now, Raid Club just looks like, hey, everybody we know from Dimroot. But, you know, as we're on the server longer, we're going to be able to pull people in. You know, thank God MAME came over. I was really worried about MAME not coming. But, you know, he's in Proper Villains now. And you know what? Proper Villains right now is, as a guild, is really just a holding place. Now, these guys are running shit and doing stuff, and I'm really proud of the progression they get. Because these guys, when they put their minds to it, bam, they are in there and doing things. It's really, really impressive. It makes me feel good. So I hope to see more of that. MAME came over. He's in the Proper Villains Guild now. I hope we start getting more people in the Raid Club and the Raid Channel. We use the Mumble. It's a lot of fun. I'm loving it. I can't even begin to tell you how much awesomeness I feel every time I see all these guys on and we do stuff. All right, man. That's it for me. I'm going to go on over to the interview, and I guess we're going to close out from there. Right in the show, dimrootriftrunners.com. No, that's fucking wrong. It's riffrunners.info. I only say that, you know why I said that? I'll tell you why. My daughter recorded a podcast, and it was adorable, and she came to me because she wanted to do it. So I'm going to put that in the show notes, too. It's thelilishow.blogspot.com, and if you can't stomach cuteness, don't go there. Also, if you're going to troll her, I'm just going to delete this shit, so don't do it. You know, really, seriously, fuck you. I got to troll a six-year-old. All right, but you know what? If you are interested, you want to send her a nice note, it's there. All right, so that's it, man. This has been Riff Runners. Write me at Dimroot. riffrunners@gmail.com. You can reach me through the comments here. It's free to just sign up on the Blogspot and leave comments. Subscribe to me on iTunes. And, you know, whatever, man. I really want to hear from you guys. Love hearing from you guys. I got a letter back from Vico I was going to read, and I was going to actually do Gurgen's thing. I hope you guys understand why I didn't do it this week. I'm going to get to you next week just with the server move. Oh, my birthday was this week, so now I'm old. And I was old before. I didn't know. I don't know. Maybe I was hoping to get open a present and be like, "You're young," and be like, "Yay!" No, it's just, I'm just fucking old. It just happened. All right, so that's it, man. Happy birthday to me. Congratulations to Belmont for receiving an awesome, awesome group of people. Thank you for being awesome. I guess I'll talk to you guys next week. We are the Defiant. Well, you know, we will be after, you know, the whole co-host thing. All right, take it easy. Oh, and here we go.
Oh, I don't care. You're good at that.
We're playing music. We're playing music over this right now.
Did you get approved for the other one?
I don't know. He never wrote me back, but I used it anyways.
Do it. It won't matter.
All right. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of shit happened.
Yes, I would have to agree.
All right, so what do you want to start with?
The big one.
All right. So, Dimroot got closed down. And I got, well, you know what? You start, because I didn't find this out first. Tell me what happened. How'd your day start?
My day started with a text, actually, from Drake. Servers are going to be down. I'm like, what? Yeah, Dimroot is going to be destroyed and gone, and I had to get back home. So I check it out, and I log in, and it says play or transfer. And, you know, you have that moment of panic, like, what are they talking about? You know, yep. they didn't lead up to that.
Godzilla is attacking the city!
Run for your life! Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
The ship is sinking!
All right, so then you sent me a message on Skype, and then...
Yes, you know, I'm messaging everybody.
I was recording, I had actually just recorded my daughter's, like, little podcast thing, so I had this, like, cutesy little wonderful warm moment, and then I was like, Godzilla! All right, I hope that's not copyrighted. All right, so this is what basically boils down, right? Like, they're going to make it a trial server for trial accounts, I assume, because I mean, what else would you use a trial server for? Unless you want to, you know, try this. I'm going to open a zone, but not do anything with it. It's a trial zone.
So, I don't know. But basically, we all had to move. So we moved to, now we, well, I'll let you tell this story, because this is technically your story. So we moved to, I'm drawing a blank again, Belmont. Simon Belmont, Castlevania. I kill vampires. Anyways, so we moved to Belmont. Why Belmont?
Why Belmont? It was down to Belmont and Greenscale, and I was talking to Drake about it, and we actually have some friends in Belmont and didn't really know much about Greenscale, but he took an alt over there to Belmont as well as Greenscale and checked out the economy a little bit, the broker or the auction house, and the kind of the population as well. And it turns out that the economy was slightly better in Belmont. And Greenscale, I think their Defiant side has a little less as a population. So Belmont it was.
Is it night and day for you here? Because now when I logged in, it's just people. There's people everywhere.
Yes. It's strange because, you know, I have all the chat channels on my general tab. You know, I just see what everybody's talking about. And in Dimroot, you know, I can keep up with everything, no problem. And I get here, I'm like, I can't keep up. What's going on? Who's saying what?
Crazy. It is very crazy. And you know what is more shocking to me is I was going to talk about, we had a thing, you know, I had all this stuff planned out. I was going to do a show about, we were going to talk about the 1.3 patch, and the biggest thing that came out of 1.3 is, fuck, they closed my server!
Pretty much. You know, I mean, I log in, and, you know, you're in Telhell in Dimroot, and I... You know, I transfer and I'm in Telhell there too. Just usually it's just people going, what's going on? Where are we going? I'm leaving right now. And, you know, you have to really jump on it if you want to keep your guild together. You know, and we don't want Belmont to be full and then half the guild there and the other half couldn't make it. So it was just one of those things we had to get on quick.
And worst part was, I got, you know what, and I don't know if this was an inside kind of like, hey, this is on the down low, but I'm just going to put this out there. I'm not going to give the guy's name. I'm just going to say this. I talked to a guy at Treon who reassured me that they would give us warning before something was decided, before something happened. That's what he said. Before anything happens, you'll be given warning. Our warning is, you better transfer soon.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, there's some warning. I put bullets in this gun right before I cocked the hammer back. This, you know what, I'm just gonna go really dirty metaphor here. You know, look, this is what happened, okay? This Mexican chick walked into a bar, and behind her was a donkey. And I never expected what happened next. I just thought maybe she wanted to get drunk with a mule.
Ah, oh, lovely.
But no, that donkey did fucking horrible shit. I was not prepared for it. That's what happened with Dimroot. Dimroot was fucked in the ass by a giant donkey. All right. So, all right.
You feel better now?
I do a little bit. I got that out of my system.
Okay, good.
And then when I went on a mission, I went on a campaign. What time was that today that we did that? So it was like 3-ish? No. Yeah. No. Like 2-ish my time. So it would have been, what time was it when you sent me the Skype message?
Oh, geez. It's 2 your time.
Yeah.
It was like 2.
So like 2. I got back on the server at like 10. I got back on the server because I was on Dimroot trying to, like, get guilds of people that I liked gaming with to move to Belmont since they were still on the fence. Like, guys that were in the proper villains club, I'm like, you should go to Belmont. You know, Belmont is, you know, they kill vampires. That's all
That's
I know
exactly
about.
Right.
And everybody loves vampire killers. Look at Buffy. So... And that's what happened, right? We were like, okay, let's, you know, familiar faces. I want to populate with familiar faces. So we would come in with a strong community and just not be like, all right, there's 20 of us in RD. We can take these motherfuckers.
Well, that's part of the panic part, because, I mean, we knew we needed to move quickly, because people are, like, dropping like flies, trying to move, and they're transferring, and the guild's not transferred yet. And then I'm like, wait, I have a whole bunch of friends that are not guilded, I need to tell them where I'm going, because how am I going to tell them otherwise? So I'm sending mail like crazy, this is where I'm going, come with, you know, if you can come, go, go, go. So yeah, it was kind of a panicky moment.
All right, and... You don't have a great history with the following, but I'm gonna go through my one moment of somebody that said they were leaving without me. But, you know, she's gotten a lot better now, so Trustfall sends me a message that she's sad that I'm not gonna go with her. And I'm a little sad too. A little bit. But I need to go with, you know, my real life friends. That's what I need to do. And, you know, she understood. Then I got to think, how many people had to make that choice?
Right, you know, it's tough.
Like, it's one thing, like, if you guys ended up on different servers, and you guys are going to wait till transfers open up, and then your guild's like, we're going here, and you're like, oh, fuck, I have real-life friends on such and such, and I didn't know about this shit till, like, 4 this afternoon. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty crazy.
Just insane. But, you know, we had good news this week. We did have good news.
Yes, we do.
It turns out I'm pregnant. No, we downed Jolin, and that was huge. And, oh, Barry. My favorite part of Jolin was immediately, and, you know, I am such an asshole for this, too. I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to admit to this. I hope all you RD guys listen to this. I'm a hypocrite because I know I did it. I'm going to confess. I am always about no shouting and getting crazy while there's a pull going. When I saw Jolin at 1% and there were still 8 guys up, I just started shouting, yeah! And I broke my rule.
That was okay, though. That was acceptable.
I confess. But yeah, you know, and then later, but okay, that's going to bring us to, I was going to do a segment of shit that was said to me. I'm not going to say where this was or what raid it was, just going to mention it. And I told Karis about it, and Karis thought it was funny. This guy's like, do we have to pull everything in Greenscale? And my immediate answer was, yes! I like shit that drops shit that I like! Yes, motherfucker, we need to pull everything! If an ice cream truck drives by, I'm killing that motherfucker! Okay, I might not exactly. Say anything about the ice cream truck, but that's how I felt.
If I saw an ice cream truck, we'd have to kill it.
That's right, it's got rewards. It's not like, oh, it's all the way over by those bushes. Do we have
so far.
To?
So yes! Far to walk.
Yes, goddammit, yes. So, I know. Like, we had to walk. Like, you know, is your finger really tired? It's only pushing a button to get there.
It's tough, you know. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I know. And I'm not picking on that guy. It's just, it's like one of those things, it's a no-brainer. Of course we gotta kill everything. What if that thing has those, like, that super robe that doesn't look like a robe, so I don't look like I'm constantly wearing a dress? Because Lyft doesn't look good in a dress. Which isn't a problem for me anymore, because I'm not Lyft anymore, because I move servers.
I am so sad about that, actually.
I tried to get elevator, too, because I thought that'd be funny, and it was taken.
Seriously?
It was taken. Lyft, elevator, I thought it was funny.
Oh, that's sad.
So now I am CB.
CB. That's which it, is just
cool.
CB.
Which is cool. 2 letters. I got a 2 character name. You know, Mysteriosi got to keep her name, which is good, because I'd have hated to have been in the channel when she freaked out because of that happened.
That would have been funny, actually.
Some people at Treon would have died. We got to listen. So, yeah, you know what? And I'm going to say this. Now, you have a different opinion. I want you to express your opinion after this. I am terribly disappointed in this situation. I mean strongly disappointed in the way this was executed.
Well, yeah, I'd have to agree. That is disappointing, because it kind of just sprung on you, and we were trying to prepare for it, because we're like, oh, we're not on the list for server transfers or merges. What are we going to do?
And
so,
think,
yeah,
you
taking
remember,
steps.
We were looking at the guild roster.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's, he's been gone for, there was a guy on there that'd been gone for 30 days, and you said, well, you know, he moved, and they don't have internet there, and, you know, they're just getting established. That guy is stuck on that server. Let's hope he gets back and moves this character before they wipe that server, because, you know, why else warn us that we better get off? That's got to be where it's headed. Very, very sad.
Yes, it's sad, because we had to scramble. I mean, we were thinking ahead, and we're thinking, oh, yeah, we have a few more days. And, I mean, we were talking about this last night. You're like, oh, yeah, they're going to give us plenty of warning. This is you saying that, too.
Yeah.
I'm plenty of warning. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm comforted by that. And yeah, you talked to someone in Chan, you know, cool. And then log in today. Oh, my God, got to move. Get your crap and go.
Let me do my Patrick Warburton here.
I'm perfectly sure that Treon's a stand-up company. We have nothing to worry about. We're gonna be fine. Is that a shotgun? I need to open my mouth. It seems crazy, but I'll do it.
Fries! God, I'm so upset. But, you know.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people are upset and confused, and because I had left a little baby alt on the other side to tell people what's going on, and a lot of people are upset about changing their names, too. I know that's a small thing, but that can be a big deal, especially if you really like your name.
Right.
It's just crazy town.
Your name's important. Let me give an example. And you know what? Stop talking, because I'm talking. You should talk over. Step on. Get in there. Got some shit to say. Be like, flexing. Go candy up in this motherfucker. That is my inside joke. Y'all can hear it a lot. I ain't gonna tell you why. There you go. She'll cut you. Alright. So, look, the big thing was people get attached to those names. Now, an example of that is Praetorian Guard. I was encouraging them to come over, and they wanted to merge to guarantee their ability to raid. And with proper villains, you know, proper villains isn't a real guild, you know, as itself. It's a raid club. So I'm trying to explain to them that, you know, you don't have to merge with us. You can stay Praetorian Guard and you can just, you know, raid with us. And immediately they're like, no, we want you to become Praetorian Guard because we are attached to this name. It has sentimental value to us. And I started to say, you've been playing a video game for 3 months that has sentimental value to you? Yeah, yes. I was attached to the name Liv. I actually had a problem. Like, going, oh, what's something that's kind of like Lyft? And they all look stupid, and then I was like, let's just be realistic. If I had to invent a name now, what would it be? So I went with CB, because I had it on another character. I was so sad. I'm like, oh god, I don't believe that just happened. It's gone, it's over!
It's okay.
Yes, it's true. You can get attached to that kind of stuff.
And yeah, and I'm going to keep calling you Lyft, even though you're CB now. I'm like, CB, that's Lyft. Whatever.
Exactly what they're doing in the Proper Villains channel too, you know. And you know what, let me clarify that too. I had some weirdness over that because I had to explain the raid club philosophy again. Like, they're like, oh, but you know, we want you to join us. And I'm like, you can take the guys from, if they're in the guild, they're looking for a guild. And they're like, oh no, we want you all to merge with us. I'm like, I'm not even in fucking Proper Villain. And they're like, well, you said you're the raid leader or the guild leader. I am. I hold the name. And
they don't get it. They don't get it.
You know, yeah. And that's the thing. It's one of those things that's unique. And it occurred to me, that's why everyone's attached to their name. That's why it's hard to get across to you, not maybe you, but I mean the listener, who may be like, oh, I'm going to put a funny voice on this too. What do you think? High or low? Pick one.
Hi.
You guys go on and on about your so cool name. But you know what? You used to be anybody. You're still Nate. Oh my god.
All right. So my voice there, wrong by the way, doesn't understand that when he'd have to give up his name, all his friends and everyone he knows, he'd have to give the new name too. That's great for everybody that happens to be on when you change that name. But the guys that can't find you afterwards, it's a problem. Let's go on more. Now you're not that guy anymore. And it kind of stings. It's unique. It's original. It is you. And you can't explain that to other people. So I don't know. Can't be haters. Ugh, hurts my feelings.
It's okay.
It hurt my feelings. All right, well, what's going on with Reborn? Let's talk about Reborn a little bit.
All right, what about it?
Leveling. We hit a level, and tell me stuff, and what we're gonna do. What are we gonna do with a new server? How are we structuring?
Everything is business as usual, actually. I mean, we're gonna get used to the server. I mean, once we moved, things kind of got back to normal, because, I mean, it's exactly the same thing, just different place. But we're gonna raid per usual. We have a raid on Sunday at 4 server time, and our zone was wiped after Jolin kill, so we can't go for the third guy, so we'll have to do it over again, which is fine, because we can kill him again, not a problem.
Oh no, more Duke loot. Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, that just sucks, doesn't it?
Maybe I won't get my dagger again.
Oh no. But we're going to do that again, most likely, and at least get the easy loot because, you know, first guy's farmer. You know, we can get anything off him. And we're actually going to look at River Souls because I hear that the first two mobs are pretty easy, the first two bosses. So might as well get in there and learn it and get the loots, right?
Absolutely. I encourage people to do that. I mean, really, if you're listening to the show and you're in a guild and you guys are raiding, I encourage that. Diversity is important. Diversity in your raiding is super important. And here's the reason why. We ran into a problem in Reborn. Our problem with our raid group is we have enough guys to field one raid group. When we started having a chunk of guys who could fill the second raid group, we A, didn't have enough people to run it, and B, we didn't have enough people to actually fill it all the way out. So we had like 30 guys that want a raid, who are raid capable, but we don't have a raid ready. Well, if you show diversity, it breaks up the ability of people going in and not, you know, hey, you know, let's say all of these guys can't make every raid, okay? This gives you a chance to raid often without being a hardcore raiding guild. You guys gotta be here when we do this, you guys gotta fill this role when we do this. No, there are two separate raids you can do right now. Do them. It's not a difficult concept. Just, you know, if you can't, Sunday is our River of Souls day, and people that didn't have a chance to do GSB and didn't want to have to come in and get one chance at loot now get the same chance they would have gotten all week. We do River of Souls on Sunday, and bam, they get another two chances at loot.
Right, and it just keeps our raiders fresh, too, because, right. I mean, Jolin was pretty hard for us. I mean, we were so close every single time, and it was just, you know, pulling through and killing him. And, you know, throwing your head against that wall all the time, it just kind of wears you down. And it gives us a change of scenery, a change of pace, and if we can kill other things, might as well, right? It's not like we're going to stop the progression in Greenscale. We're still going to pull through with that and clear it out. But we might as well check out the other zones as well.
Absolutely. That is beautifully said. Absolutely. So that's, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know what? Let's talk about diversity, though. Treon, even though I was pissed about the whole server thing, did something pretty impressive with mages. And I talked to you about that. Do you remember talking to you? Do you remember how much hate I had that
You were morning? So angry. Angry little man. Oh my god, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh,
and now
so
you're like, this is great. This is cool.
Yeah. I am going to preach to everybody. Now, there's a witness to my ignorance. You have to be thorough. Someone bitch slapped me that morning. I mean, was just brutally honest with me about the truth. Hey, man, the problem is you're fucking stupid. And you're not even doing the math. So you can bitch to me after you do the fucking math. Oh, alright, man, cool. We still good, man? Because, you know, I'm going to cry. And he's, no, he made me, he didn't give a shit. He's like, here's the math. Now tell me that you aren't overpowered still. It's true. This is what happened. This is what happened with mages. And there are a lot of you out there that are going to bitch. You're going to be like,
oh, I can't believe it. Mages got nerfed. Corals are sucking now. And you took away the best raid DPS spec ever.
This is what happened, you whiny bitches. I was one of you. I get to say that. 51 spec... 51 point spec in any mage soul now is a viable play spec. A viable rating. It has a purpose now. Unlike there was one min-max spec everybody had to play or your numbers didn't get even close. Now, all of us can get to a reasonable amount of damage. Oh my god, Mame, just joined the channel. I'm sorry. I just... Sorry, I got excited. I just saw somebody that I didn't expect to show up on the server. That's awesome. But anyways, yeah, that's the truth. I now play a Warlock, because I loved Warlock originally, but you just couldn't do real damage with it. Now, you can, and it's awesome. I'm excited. You know what? What did they change with, because you had a Justicar respec, right?
I don't know much about it, because I don't run Justicar very often.
I'm just really happy with the whole balancing thing.
Well, it helps, and now you don't go online, research the tune, or the class, and do the cookie cutter thing. Everybody's...
famous, this is the high DPS, everybody's exactly the same.
At least now you can do something a little bit different, and own it.
Which is funny, because we kind of do, except right now it's like everybody got so excited about playing Necros and Warlocks, that all of us are Necros and Warlocks and one Pyro, and Ish, the Archon.
And
so,
Ish.
So it was funny. It was like, look, we can all do something different. I'm going Warlock. Me too! So yeah, I'm enjoying it. I like it a lot. Alright, man, that's 20 minutes. We stole 20 minutes of their lives.
Nice.
Alright, is there anything else you want to talk about? Any changes? 1.3?
Not that I can think of.
Alright, well, you know what? We're on Belmont now, so we're not openly recruiting, but Proper Villains always has place for more excellent players. So, you know, I recommend that. Look for Proper Villains. We don't have any raid slots right now, right?
Actually, our raid roster is full. We have like 6 plus people on the bench, but with the transfer, I'm still not sure where we stand. Not everybody is over yet. So in the next few days, we'll know what has happened. If we get everybody over, then we're still full. But if not, we may not be.
All right, that's excellent. That is excellent. I'm super happy about that. All right, well, then that's the show, man. Reborn Destiny, now on Belmont. Proper Villains, the Raid Club, now on Belmont. Treon owes me an explanation.
Definitely. Some cookies, yeah. At least.
I don't know. I just want, you know, shit. I can't even get approved as a fucking fan site. And then they do shit like this, and then call it, and then say shit like, oh, well, you know, I have to host my own shit. If you're running your own shit, then you can tell me how to do my shit. God. I'm sorry. That was me. That's judgmental. Alright, alright, that's it for the show. Thank you. Thank you for sitting in with me.
Definitely, anytime.
Alright, that's awesome. I am not Lyft anymore.
And I'm still Karis.
And we are the Defiant. Fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say? George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
a fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Wansky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
What's in a name, man? Flow comes first. I'm never gonna curse that I get the worst when I roam the earth. It's a ridiculous coincidence that shows my worth. You know, my parents went and chose my MC name at birth. I don't need a master.